Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Are you a parent? Do you sometimes give your kid an iPad or a cell phone to play games just to keep them quiet, maybe? Did you know that too much screen time could have lifelong effects on their brains? Well, today we'll talk to a physician, researcher, and author about how too much time in front of the screen could be harming our kids.
Are they going to be able to have normal relationships? Are they going to love somebody? Is somebody ever going to love them? These are right brain skills, and we're losing them more and more in our children.
This is your Brain on Screens this week on the American Cafe. Do you have a smartphone, a tablet, or maybe even a computer? Do you have children? Is it tempting to sometimes just give the kids a device and let them play games or something just to keep them quiet? Well, it turns out that using a tablet or other device for less than 2 hours a day can help children learn, but more time than that can be harmful. And it's not just mobile devices. Too much computer time or gaming time can have the same effect. To learn more about what this means, I spoke with Dr. Robert Melillo. He's a clinician and the co-founder of the Brain Balance Achievement Centers. He told me that with the average kid having nearly 7.5 hours of screen time per day, there are long-term serious consequences.
I think the best research that I've seen has really shown whether you're looking at any type of screen, whether it's TV, computer, video, whatever, that in a daily exposure of somewhere between 1 hour to 2 hours, there's actually some enhanced cognitive function. But anything after 2 hours, there's a sharp decline. And it's different with depending on what you're doing. But for the most part, they're all about the same. So, any time longer than that is absolutely detrimental to the brain. And not only that, it's also detrimental to the body, because one of the biggest issues with screen time is when you have a kid in front of a screen, one of the main things is they're not moving their body. And, you know, parents are so concerned with trying to build intelligence and, intellect in their child. And actually, especially in the first 6 years, that really is built through movement of their body and connecting to their body and being able to connect to the environment around them and engage their senses. That's what's going to make them smarter later on in life, not playing video games.
Now, I understand this also can inhibit the development of their right brain. Tell me a little bit more about that. What does the right brain do, first of all, and how does looking at a screen inhibit its development?
The right brain is really the emotional and social and what we call nonverbal brain. It's the side of the brain that really helps us to connect to other people. It connects us to our own body. It helps us to form relationships. And it really helps to understand and empathize with other people. It also helps us to get the big picture in the world. So any sort of really interpersonal skills and development is mostly right brain in nature. Left brain rather makes the world, breaks it up into little pieces and looks at everything sequentially, one step at a time. It kind of stacks things together and kind of builds it all up so that we can kind of analyze it more logically and linearly and kind of remember these things. So what we see is that what in school, verbal language, basic math operations, most of what we look at in traditional school setting really builds our left brain. But then we also look at technology. And when we look at attention, many parents come and complain that their child is labeled with ADHD and they don't understand it because they can play 5, 6, 7, 8 hours of video games in a row, and they seem to be able to pay attention to that, but nothing else. So what we know is that the left brain, the attention span, are these short-term attention spans that can be stacked together. The left brain is goal-directed, and it's what we call reward-reinforced. So that when you're paying attention to something and you're going for a goal, you can do it for a short time with the left brain, but then you need to be rewarded constantly. And as you're rewarded, you keep on going. And as long as you're being rewarded and going towards a goal, you can stack that short-term attention span on forever. The problem is that when you do that, you shut down your right brain long-term attention span, which is more directed towards non-reward reinforcement, meaning it's the type of attention you need if you want to study, if you want to really do something that might be a little bit boring, or things that maybe have a longer term benefit without being rewarded. And this is the type of attention that people are struggling with ADHD. They have problems with their right brain attention. And they generally, if we build too much left brain attention, it shuts that down. But also those left brain short-term goal rewarded networks are rewarded by dopamine or by our reward center. Those are the same areas and the same networks in the brain that are associated with addictive behavior, obsessive behavior, compulsive behavior, and any addiction of any kind. So many people are referring to video games as digital heroin because it literally does to our brain what heroin or crack or cocaine does. It builds up those dopamine networks on the left side and dampens everything on the right.
What are some of the things that parents could do and take away some of the screen time and help benefit their children at the same time?
Well, you know, it's this old school mentality, I think. I think, you know, the main thing is to allow children to be children. I mean, when you were growing up, David, I'm sure in the summertime you didn't sit around in the house all day in the air conditioning watching TV, right? Your mother probably would have killed you if you did that. So you were outside playing outside and really interacting with other children and playing games and climbing trees and riding bikes and sweating like crazy. And so I think that a lot of what we need to do really is go back to that type of thing, to be able to interact with our environment, get kids to go outside, ride their bikes, play with other children, play in the street. You know, we're afraid to let kids outside. And if you're afraid to let them outside by themselves, then I encourage, you know, do it as a family. Go outside and as a family, ride bikes and go to the park and get outside and encourage children to, you know, be outside with other kids and in that type of environment.
And you also suggest alternative indoor activities if the kids are indoors, like if they're stuck inside, like it's raining. Don't just give them a screen and say, here, go have fun.
Exactly. Again, interacting with them, getting them to do things that may be more creative and more right brain stimulating. Cooking together as a family is great, or, you know, painting or sculpting or working with clay or getting dirty. Playing board games with each other as a family is great. Letting them play games with one another that also stimulate their imagination, or things that stimulate nonverbal communication, like Simon Says. You know, just even getting them to run around. My wife would just play a game that she used to call, with my kids, called run around, where she just used to go, oh, run. And they would run. She'd say, freeze. So it was like run and freeze. And they would do this for, you know, a couple hours straight, and they loved it. And it was fun. And they were interacting with each other. And it's so simple. And, you know, she didn't even have to get up out of a chair to do it. But she, you know, it was something that the kids loved to do.
Rob, have I left anything out about this discussion you think my audience needs to know to help their kids be healthier and basically avoid this right brain shrinkage you talk about?
The balance of the hemispheres, working on both hemispheres equally and getting them to integrate so that a child can use, and an adult can use, their whole brain and integrate all areas of their brain smoothly and in a coordinated way, is really what gives us optimal brain function and ultimately governs everything from our emotions to our immune system to our digestive system. Everything is dependent on that. And success in school and success in life is really dependent on a balance between the left and the right brain skills and how they develop. And it's really important that parents pay attention to this and, you know, understand that diet and nutrition plays a role. And all of this actually is very important.
That's Dr. Rob Melillo. If you would like to learn more about this subject, log on to www.brainbalancecenters.com. You can let me know your opinion on this subject by logging on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. And if you want to hear other episodes of our show, visit voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.